The other correct meaning of it is Allah puts barakat in all these things. Whatever he looks at, there is barakat in there. And people's lives have changed just by the nazar of the pious people. Just one nazar of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a person, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, فَكَيْفَ نَزْرُ الْعَارِفِينَ. What can you say about the nazar of those people who have gained the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala? أَلَّذِي يَجْعَلُ كَافِرًا مُؤْمِنًا, which makes a kafir into a mu'min. وَالْفَاسِقَ وَلِيًّا, and a fasiq makes him into a wali of Allah. وَالْجَاهِلًا عَالِمًا, and makes a jahil into an alim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one gaze on a person and makes him a sahabi. And the whole world's awliya together cannot equal the lowest ranking sahabi radiallahu ta'ala. And we have seen in the life of our huzur how many people who are how ignorant they eventually became great ulama. A sinful, wicked person became great, great awliya. So this by continuing with one's nafil, a person can reach the stages. There are certain nafils in the hadith itself which are stressed. One of them is Ishraq namaz. And Ishraq is 2 or 4 rakats after the sun has risen well, about 13 minutes, 15 minutes after the sun rises. And the virtues of this namaz, in one battle, in one jihad, one sahabi gained quite a bit of spoils of war, the booty of war. He started making business in it and he made a lot of profit. Buying, selling, he made a lot of profit. And a person by nature, when something good comes to him, he likes to say to the person he loves the most. Like a person does good business, he comes home, he tells the wife, today we had a good run. You bought a new car, who you love, you tell them, today I bought a new car, whatever it is. So he went and tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I made lot of business and I made lot of profit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that my sahaba's direction is changing from deen towards dunya. He's now, and this was the concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and every genuine shaykh, that his murid must always be turning towards Allah Ta'ala, not going more towards the dunya. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions that a prominent business family of Karachi who are murids of Hazrat, they came and tell Hazrat that we have opened another business, and they were earning more than enough for what they required. So Hazrat told them and put it in a very beautiful poetic poem, Mirza, Jab Ziyada Kamane Lagoge, when you start earning more, Mere Paas Kam Aane Lagoge. You'll start coming less to me. For your deen, you won't have time. Now you'll be more occupied in your dunya, and how much you are earning is sufficient for you. More than sufficient, and more you're going in dunya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my sahaba's inclination towards dunya. So immediately he corrected it. And he told him, I say, not show you something that has even got more greater profit. Everyone likes where there is greater profit. He said, please do tell me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz is more superior that when the sun rises and the rays of the sun fall on all the precious things of this world, the gold, the silver, the diamonds, the jewels, pearls, emeralds, all the valuable things. And those things are in their own are not valuable. They, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, it isn't even one wing of a mosquito. It has got no value. But spending that in the path of Allah, then it becomes valuable. So 2 rakats namaz is even more valuable than that also. So by 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz. A person makes 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz minimum, can make 4 also. He makes even just 2 rakats of namaz, of Ishraq namaz, Allah will see to all his deeds or all his needs of the day. And a person who makes Ishraq namaz, he gets more sawab, he gets sawab equal to Hajj and Umrah. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that my ummah will have doubts that Ishraq namaz at home you make, and you get the full sawab of Hajj and Umrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, Hajj and Umrah sawab, one dam. In another hadith, dam, full Hajj Umrah. In another hadith, three times, dam, full Hajj and Umrah sawab you get. So easy, no visas, no problems with agents, no booking of hotels, no worrying of getting bookings, etc. Just by staying at home and you can get this. So there is great virtue in making Ishraq Namaz. Once a person has made Ishraq Namaz, about 10, 12, 15 minutes after sunrise, the minute he has finished his Ishraq Namaz, 2 or 4 rakats, the time of Jash, Dhuha, starts already. The best time of Dhuha is about 1 hour before Zawal time. For example, if Zawal time nowadays is 11:45, then till about 10:45. So about 10:30, that is the best time for Zawal. But it's not everyone's cup of tea. At 10, 11 o'clock, again he'll come back to the masjid, he'll make wuzu, go on the musalla. After you have finished your ishraq, you have got wuzu. You are on the musalla, you are in the masjid, you can make another 2 rakats of ijash namaz as well. And if you make it 10, 11 o'clock, 12, 11 according to the season, that is even more better, that is superior, that is the afzal time. And this is the awwal time. As soon as you have finished your ishraq, the time of jash starts already. This is the awwal time. And jash is between 2 and 12 rakats of namaz. So, and also if a person wishes to, 12 rakats, he can make his salatu tasbih. In that time, he'll get the sawab of salatu tasbih also, and the sawab of jash as well. And a person who makes his jash namaz, it comes in the hadith, that there are 360 joints in the body. And for every joint, a person must give sadaqah, charity. This was hard on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum also, that for 360 sadaqahs to take out and to find 360 people. So practically your whole day will be just going out and giving sadaqah. So they said, oh Allah's Rasul, this we find a bit hard and difficult. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to smile with your Muslim brother is also sadaqah. And that is necessary today, that we have to spell it out correctly. That a Muslim sister smiles with a Muslim brother and she thinks it's sadaqah, that is haram. Right? Muslim brother must smile with Muslim brother, not with his Muslim sister. And Muslim sister must smile with her Muslim sister. Then it will be sadaqah. And then to remove something which is of obstacle for people on the path, that is also sadaqah. To guide somebody on the road is also sadaqah. To help somebody put his luggage in the car, his goods, etc., that is also sadaqah. All the small things are also sadaqah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and to perform 2 rakats of jash namaz is sadaqah of all the 360 joints in the body. Today there are many people who have got problems with the joints, leg, ankle joints, knee joints, back problem, etc. We tried many remedies, and in most cases these remedies don't work. People who have got joint problems, arthritis, gout, etc., the remedies don't help. We didn't try the remedy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we make our jash namaz, it is sadaqah, it is a remedy for all the 360 joints of the body. So we should try and perform that also. So every day when we should try and perform these namazes, so great virtues without any difficulty. May Allah give us all the appreciation.